Since the creation of the group in 1973, was it always composed of six women?
No. I think it started out as four women, and then it went to five, and then went to six.
Yeah.
Then it went to seven, including the sign language interpreter. Then back to six with the sign language interpreter, with five singers.
Okay. Mm-hmm. How did Sweet Honey in the Rock get its name?
It comes from a passage from the Bible that talks about a land that's so rich that honey flows from the rocks.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. An exclusively feminine group, is it a choice?
Yes, it is.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. You're a feminist?
I don't want to say feminist, but, you know, we support women.
Yeah,
we support
that's
great. Women and the power of women, and beauty and spirituality of women.
Do you think taking a male member would make the group evolve? And do you have this project?
We don't have a project to take a male member, but we are open to doing collaborations with men. And men. We love men, too.
Can you explain us why having written Give the People Their Right to Vote?
We wrote that because in Washington, D.C., people do not have the right to vote in the House.
Oh. Is it important to you speaking about the world we're living in, and are you engaged in some organization?
Well, we do concerts and we do benefits all the time for various groups, whether it be environmental, women's groups, Darfur, you name it. We do it. We support it. And people are always calling us to come and lend our voices to whatever cause we believe in.
Why did you integrate sounds of rape, reggae, and African sounds?
Because we sing songs from the African-American culture. So we want to encompass the entire genre from Africa all the way to the present day. So we just do music within each genre.
Okay, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you.